Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 44th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Nathanael, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. The word guile means deceit. He was an honest man. He was a good man. And Jesus knew him. How did he know him? He never met him before, because he's God, very God. Look at the rest of it. And then Nathanael, verse number 40, said, whence knowest thou me? How do you know I've never met you before? And Jesus answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, thou wast under a fig tree and I saw thee. Can you imagine that? Before Philip came, you had to know Philip came to you. Well, because he's God, I saw you sitting under a fig tree. And Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. There's no doubt who you are. Remember, Philip said, come and see, we found this Jesus the Old Testament talked about. I don't know about that. Will you come and see for yourself? He came and Jesus told him who he was. He said, we found him. We found him. And Jesus, verse number 50, I love this, 50 and 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under a fig tree, thou believest. Hey, that ain't nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet, because thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and angels of God descending and ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, most commentators believe, and I go along with this, he was probably reading when Philip came to him and told him, Nathanael, about Jesus. Not only was he meditating and praying, he was probably reading this passage of Scripture or some type of passage of Scripture about Jacob and his experience about the ladder and going up, the angels going up and down the ladder. And he's probably reading this, and Jesus knew what he was doing. And that's why he brought this in. You think this is something about me knowing you under the fig tree? You're going to see a lot greater things than that. From here, you're going to see the angels ascending and descending upon me. Jesus said, I am that ladder. I'm the ladder. Jesus is the only access to heaven. Amen. That's that access. The angels going up and down from heaven. And the Son, when in Jacob's dream, and the Lord God on the top of the ladder. In that Jacob's dream, and he blessed him again. And Jesus said, listen, I'm that ladder. I'm the only access to heaven. Jesus later said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come up to the Father but by me. And the only way to get to heaven, we are climbing Jacob's ladder is through Jesus Christ. By faith and trust in him. He's that ladder. Jesus is the ladder. He's the only access to heaven. He is the only way. And then back in chapter number 28, let's finish this chapter. Man, this is such a good, you know, we're like in our 41st or 42nd week in the study of Genesis. Can you imagine? Where's the year gone? We've been in this about 42 weeks, and we're just now in chapter. Ain't this good stuff, though? And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And when I was studying this, I wrote in my note, he's just like most of us are this morning. You know, God is in this place. Amen. And most of us are going to leave this place, and I knew it not. What a travesty to know that we're in the house of God. And we know it not. Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not, but the word knew is past tense. This may be not good English, but I'm from Auburndale High School. But he knowed it now. Okay? He knowed it now, man. He knowed the Lord was in this place. So what did he do? He was, by the way, he was afraid. I still think of that song. Every time when we get up to heaven, I don't know what I'll do. You know, will I dance for you, Jesus? Will I do this or this? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to fall on our knees, just like John the Revelator. He said, I saw him, I fell as a dead man. When we see Jesus, we're going to worship him. We're going to fall on our face. He was afraid. Matter of fact, you've heard this story before. My dad's grandpa was a preacher. And oftentimes, when he was in services, my dad would go with my grandpa to preach, to hear my grandpa preach. You've heard the stories of the old, you know. Matter of fact, they don't make them like they used to. No. Talk about men and women of old, they ain't like they used to. They ain't make them like they used to. But anyway, daddy said that his grandpa, his name was Walter, called him Bid Boy. He said, Bid Boy, there's sometimes in services, he said, I'm afraid to move because God is so close to me. Man, there's a lot there, and I got to move on. There's a lot of churches, and I ain't being critical, but there's a lot of churches out there think they're having worship service with all the hooping and the holler and the lights and the smoke. That's as far away from God as you can get. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Being critical of nobody, but they're out there hooping and hollering all this, and man, we're in the presence of God. He was afraid. How the word dreadful is awesome. It's not how wonderful is this place. There is none other but the house of God. I'm in a special place. And he rose up early in the morning. This is for you people who sleep in late. Go ahead. He said, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Because you get up early, don't you? Yeah. Sleep until... You know, you ought to get up before the sun gets up and have your prayer time and get up with the Lord. Unless you're like this one. And she worked till 7 o'clock this morning, didn't you? She came to church. She told me if I may fall asleep. I said, well, I'll holler at you. But if it is, she said, because I worked all night. She came to church. Amen. He rose up. I got to finish. Ain't this good stuff? Man, he rose up early in the morning, took the stone that he had put for the pillars and set it upon a pillar and poured oil upon it. He begins to worship. He called the name of that place Bethel. And we know what Bethel means. It means the house, of God. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God be with me and will keep me in my way, that I will go and I will give me bread to eat. In other words, what God had promised me. And the word if doesn't mean, well, maybe he will, maybe he won't. The word if means since he will, since he's going to take care of me, and since he's going to provide for all of this, that I can come into my father's house in peace. Here's what I'm going to do. Verse number 22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Jacob was going to give back to God just a portion of what God has given to him. Even the boy, that's the whole message. So I got to quit. Listen, we cannot outgive God. We cannot. He said a tenth. Would to God we give him everything. 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 But God blesses what we give him. He said, who said amen? Amen, she did. Amen. What a study. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, for the testimony of Jesus all through the scriptures. Lord, he's our Lord. He's our Savior. Lord, one day he'll be the King of kings and Lord of lords and rule and reign on this earth. And until then, Father, may we be found faithful, serving you and loving you and serving others and loving others as you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get prepared for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us this Saturday as the Inspirations will be with us in concert. That's February 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.